In this chapter, we will zoom further inside the inner workings of your potential employer. We will provide you with quick, telltale signs of oops, overconfident, oblivious person. Bosses and colleagues who lack your skill at competing, but who can still make your life miserable. It can take time to detect managers who lack skill at competing. They may hide their uncompetitive mentality under a rational exterior. They may appear to be respectable, small-c corporate citizens, even statesmanlike. They may impress and charm their way into your heart. To tell mere charm from genuine interest in competing, you may need to ask penetrating questions, such as, "What is our competitive position?" or "How are we different than competitors in the eyes of the customers?" But such inquiry takes effort and research, and it can be dangerous politically. You need portable OOP radar. Our combined experience, of course, enables us to recognize OOPs quickly, but then we invested a lot of effort and training into that skill. For us, tagging an executive as an OOP takes no time. It's hard to hide orthodox, formulaic thinking and empty slogans. For the sake of our loyal listeners, we would like to offer you an opposite of competing dashboard. Everyone loves dashboards in corporate, which will make your lives easier. In other words, there are some behaviors that automatically mark their owner as an OOP. Knowing them will save you a lot of heartache. OOPs are everywhere. In this section, we're going to identify the most likely OOP sites in your office. Later, we'll go hunting out in the wild, in the world of conferences and conventions.